Will Morrow and Harper Audio present The Duchess Effect, a novel by Tracy Livesay, performed by Wesley Chavon and Anthony Ferguson. To all the couples who found love in a world that made it difficult. Chapter 1. We hope to spy with our cut-crease eye. Will Duchess drive by her bestie's feature film bash? Bossip.
I thought we'd agreed. That was my job.
Danielle Duchess Nelson turned from gazing out the car window to stare at the gorgeous man sitting next to her.
What?
His Royal Highness, Prince Jameson Alistair Richard Lloyd, the Duke of Wessex, flicked his bright, cornflower blue gaze to her mouth, and with a start, Danny realized she'd been nibbling on her lip. He narrowed his eyes.
Are you nervous?
Why would you think I'm nervous? Her personal assistant, Tasha, who'd been sitting in the front seat, all but obscured save the tips of her bantu knots, said over her shoulder, Is she biting her bottom lip? She tends to do that when she's nervous. I'm not nervous. She had no reason to be nervous, but she probably should fix her mouth. The last thing her makeup artist had said to her while applying the glossy, shimmering lipstick had been, Don't put these lips on anybody or anything until after pictures are taken. Danny popped open her clutch and pulled out the wand before taking the compact Tasha held out to her.
Rhonda would be so pissed.
Jameson leaned in.
I'm not worried about Rhonda. I'm worried about the fact that watching you do that for the past minute is going to make it difficult to hide the effect you have on me when I stand up.
She shivered, need curling leisurely and thick in her midsection. God, this man. And his words. Not the time, Danny. I don't care what this is doing, she said, gesturing to her face. I'm good.
I can indeed vouch for that,
Jameson said, his lashes lowered.
Have I told you today how much I love you?
Her newly glossed lips curved. Yes, you have.
Have I told you how beautiful you look?
She huffed out a laugh and, with her free hand, adjusted the micro-beaded material of the long skirt of her burgundy dress. How would you know? Until a moment ago, when you were ogling my mouth, you hadn't taken your eyes off my cleavage. His shrug held all the nonchalance of a man secure in his opinion and views of the world.
Can you blame me?
She couldn't, because it was the reaction she and her stylist had wanted. The strapless gown seemed to defy gravity, making it impossible to discern how the fabric that barely covered her breasts stayed up. You might have told me, but I don't mind you repeating it again.
My pleasure. You, my darling Duchess, look stunning.
Despite Rhonda's admonishment and her own rush to rectify her earlier mistake, Danny leaned over and gingerly pressed her lips to his. I love you, Jay. She was lucky that only a little shine transferred from her lips to his. She wiped it with a tissue. Jameson's stare blazed as he reached for her hand and kissed it.
I love you too.
Danny was still gooped by how much her life had changed in the past few months. She'd gone from the verge of failure, having all her carefully made career plans disintegrating before her eyes, to being invited to perform at a tribute for the British royal family and meeting Jay. Their romance had been swift, intense, and not without its issues. They didn't have all the answers for how they would merge their two very different lifestyles. They just knew they loved each other enough to try and make it work. Tasha turned to face them, adjusting the frames of her stylish black glasses. Vicky says we're the last car in the queue.
There are two more ahead of us. The security team wanted me to remind you that when it's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?